Today's daf in Masechet Erevin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Mem, and we are moving on to discuss the issue of something that comes mechutz l'tchum. And remember that yesterday we had learned about the story, the new way of understanding the story of the deer that was brought, and we said it was brought from chutz l'tchum, which opened up the general issue of bringing things mechutz l'tchum, which of course is a corollary of all of the various dinim of tchumim that we've been discussing here in this parak that is focused on eruv tchumim. And so, for some reason, instead of bringing a pumpkin, somebody brought a turnip. Now, this made Moshe Forman very upset. Where are your pumpkins this morning? So they bring a turnip that comes to Mechuzah on Yontif, and Rava goes out and he sees that this turnip, as opposed to the pumpkin, very nice, he sees that this turnip is all dried out, and he says, look, this turnip, this definitely could not have been picked on Yontif. I mean, look how worn out it is. So what's your problem? Your problem is, yeah, but that doesn't mean you can use it, because how do we know that they didn't bring it in from Chutz L'Tchum? Ah, says Rava, that's not a problem, because over here the guy was bringing in these half-dead turnips to sell, and that wasn't coming for any particular person. It was a general market. There's lots of goyim here that could have bought that too. And the din is that even if something comes for one Jew, another Jew is allowed to eat it. Over here, kosher came, that it was brought for the general population, which is mostly goyim. So for sure, there's not a problem. But later on, Rava saw that since he had been matir, that turnip, that the goyim started bringing in a lot of extra fruit and veggies to sell to Jews, and they brought in other turnips. So then he said, no, now you can't eat it, because now, apparently, they're bringing in a bedavka for the Jews who want to get vegetables on Yontif, then don't buy it. Anyway, there were Hanu b'nei Ginana, the gazilu asa b'yontif sheni. And what happened over here, that there were these people that were making chuppas for either for the chosin's tish or for the actual wedding, that was their business. And they would use hadassim for the good smell and so on. They would use hadassim, they put it around their little chuppas that they built. And so they cut these goyim, cut down these hadassim on Yontif Sheni, and they brought it to town. And people wanted to use those for just to, you know, spread around the house, make things smell. And right away, on Mitzray Yontif, Ravina said, there's no problem, you can use these. You don't have to wait, Bichtei Shiaseh. Normally, if something is done for a Jew, so you have to wait, Bichtei Shiaseh. Omelei Rava Patachlif L'Ravina, I don't think that's the right psak. I mean, we should aser them using it, because these guys are not B'nai Torah around here. I mean, this is Yontif Sheni, and people have a tendency, especially if they go to conservative shuls, you know, the rabbi tells them, Yontif Sheni, that's this rabbinic thing, don't worry about it. So they're going to end up, they're going to be makel on Yontif Sheni if they see that even, you know, even somebody like you is going to be matur using it without waiting the chdeshiyaza. So then they'll be makel on Yontif Sheni. Maskev or Shmaya, well, what are you guys talking about over here? What does it have to do with their going to a conservative shul? That's not the reason. Time of the Inam B'nai Torah. What are you saying? That if they would have been B'nai Torah, then you are allowed to use it? The halacha is, you need Bichdei Shiasu. You can't use something that was done by Isser until you wait the amount of time that it would have taken you to get it beheter. And then if you don't wait until however long it would have taken these guys to cut, according to Tazir, cut and bring. It's not Chlokas Rishonim, whether it's the cutting or whether it's cutting and bringing. I mean, if it's just the cutting, then we're not talking about much time. So anyway, they went and asked Rebbe, what do you hold? No, said Rav, absolutely. You need Bichdei Shiasu. You can't just be semech on the fact that now it's not Yontif anymore. Okay, now getting into the next piece that we had in the Mishnah. A curious interlude. I mean, we've been talking about the Yontif of Erev, and we were talking about taking off Meiser, and we're talking about Beitza Shenolda. And then, like, all of a sudden, Rabbi Dosa comes up with this question of, do you make a condition in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? It's amazing, we have this whole sugi now. So do you say, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mevorech us on this Rosh Chodesh, if it is Rosh Chodesh, but if it's not, please register this tefillah for tomorrow. Thank you. And this Rosh Hashanah, right? That's sort of a funny kind of tefillah. And in the next day you say, and bless us on this Rosh Chodesh. I mean, unless yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, then ignore what I'm saying, because I don't really mean this. So, okay, I don't want to say something that isn't true, so I'm going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless us on Rosh Chodesh, but it isn't Rosh Chodesh. So, I mean, I have to at least be metakein myself that it shouldn't be something that is like a sheker, you know? Okay. And then it says the Chachomim disagreed. Now, the question was raised in general. Do I mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? So, Ma'ol HaHaskash Rosh Chodesh B'Rosh Hashanah. Do we say, isn't it true that I need to bring two completely separate Musafim? There's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. I'm not Yotzei one with the other. It says, Milvad, the Olas HaChodesh. So, therefore, if I have to bring separate Karbonas, so then Tefillah, which is Kinei Karbonas, which is Mechayev, me to say, mention it. Or is the point over here special? Why? Because since Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom HaZikaron, it's Yom Zichron Truah, and the idea of Rosh Chodesh is specifically, as it says, is specifically that you should be tokea b'chazatzot. Remember, b'yom simchatchem o'adechem uv'roshei chodshechem. Utkatem b'chazatzot ve'ayu lachem lezikaron lifnei aloechem. So that means that the Torah is saying that the inyan of the haskara of Rosh Chodesh is the same as Rosh Hashanah. That should be lezikaron. So once I'm talking about the zikaron of Yom HaZikaron, it says, so then that includes the zikaron, which would be the zikaron of Rosh Chodesh also. Omar Lanser Ravuna said, what do you mean? You don't know what the halacha is? I mean, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva, and the Chachomim disagreed, Lohodu Lo Chachomim. I'm assuming the thing that the Chachomim disagreed about was the very fact that he said that you're supposed to be discussing Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, and yeah, this is ridiculous. You don't see anything about Rosh Chodesh. So the Talmidim who had asked the Shaila, they told their Rosh Hashiva, Ravuna, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means that the Chachomim disagree that you should make a T'nai. And that's how it fits into the Mishnah, right? I mean, we were talking about making a T'nai about where your Erev is, okay? And here we're talking about making a T'nai about whether it's Rosh Chodesh. And the Chachomim, in the three prior cases that disagreed, and V'lohodu lo Chachomim, and they said, no, you can't make a T'nai. So maybe that's why we bring it over here. And the Chachomim are saying, you can't make a T'nai like that. But they weren't arguing about the fundamental halacha that you certainly do mention Rosh Chodesh. How can you bring a raya from there? And as a matter of fact, it's more mistaber to say the way we understand the Mishnah, that they're not arguing about the question about whether to mention Rosh Chodesh, because, look, in a Braita, which is obviously a parallel to this Mishnah, it says, quote, V'chein hayah rabidosa oseh b'rosh chodesh shoh kol hashana kula. Since we never can be sure that today is Rosh Chodesh, because we're always going to be misopic, whether the Edom arrived or not, and did Bezdin make this Rosh Chodesh? So every single Rosh Chodesh, he would always say, on that Rosh Chodesh, if today is Rosh Chodesh, then Hashem should be Mavarech this Rosh Chodesh. But if today isn't Rosh Chodesh, please ignore what I'm saying. And then tomorrow Hashem should be Mavarech. So then, okay, so then it says over there also, V'lohodu lo chachomim. Obviously over there it doesn't mean you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. So okay, so what is it talking about over here? The tonight. Because we're going to say that the argument all along has been about whether it's correct to make a T'nai. If today is Rosh Chodesh, then here's the my tefillah. Therefore, it would explain that why even on a normal day, a normal Rosh Chodesh, they didn't agree. Because they say it isn't nice to make a T'nai b'chla. But if you're going to tell me that the issue is because overall we use the Lashon of Zikaron to go on both of them, we shouldn't even mention Rosh Chodesh, What did the Chachomim have against making the T'nai on a normal Rosh Chodesh? So obviously this is all one issue. So Rav Huna said to them, my dear, tell me. Yes, it all makes a heck of a lot of sense, but tell me how you understand it, okay? Svelamai. So now you're saying that the Machlokas is specifically, if it's correct to make a T'nai, can you tell me why we would have two separate Machlokas in? Why did we have a Machlokas between Rabbi Dois and the Chachomim about Rosh Hashanah? And then we have this other machlokas between Rabbi Dos and Chachomim about every Rosh Chodesh. If it's the same machlokas, is it proper to make a tanai or not? It's a little bit silly for it to be repeated, isn't it? No, said the Talmidim. No, we can explain that very clearly. Because I need to have both cases. Let's say that we only would have known that the Chachamim argued on Rosh Hashanah. I would say, you know why the Chachamim argued about Rosh Hashanah? Because if people hear the Chazan saying, in case today is Rosh Chodesh, so they're going to say, oh, wait a minute. If today isn't Rosh Chodesh, then it isn't Rosh Hashanah either. So maybe we should go to the movies. You know, so they're going to be Mezalzel and Rosh Hashanah because they'll say, we don't really know it's Rosh Hashanah. But on a standard Rosh Chodesh, where there's not, what are we Chashish on? That maybe it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what? What difference is it going to make? So over there, maybe the Chachamim would have said, okay, yeah, so by all means, go ahead and make the Tanai. And if I would have only known the case about Rosh Chodesh, the normal Rosh Chodesh, I would say that maybe only over here, Rabbi Dosa said it's okay to make the Tanai because it's not going to cause people to do anything wrong. But on Rosh Hashanah, maybe Modelo Rabbanim because people may be Mezalzel. So therefore, Tzricha. So you can't prove to me from over there. Maybe that's the reason that we have both of these cases. So I still do not know whether the halacha is that I am supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh or not. Meta. So the question is like this. It says, Rosh Hashanah shechal liyot b'shabbat, Beit Shammai omrim mitpalel ese. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, so normally, how many tefillahs do we say? We, who don't go out libe the Beit Shammai. We will say the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Okay, so that's six. On a normal Shabbos or Yontif, we will add one middle bracha, which is the Kedushas Hayom, which of course we also add for Rosh Hashanah. In that middle bracha of Rosh Hashanah, we also do the first of the Chiyuvim that we have, because we also do, remember, three extra brachas of the Zichronos and Malkios, Zichronos and Shofros, and we don't have a separate bracha for all of them, because what we do is we include in the first bracha of Kedushas Hayom, we also say Malkios. Okay, but then we have two more. We have to add two more brachas for Zichronos and Shofros. So that gives us a normal nine bracha tefillah, right? But Beit Shammai says, nope, you need a 10 bracha tefillah. Because if Shabbos, imagine Rosh Hashanah coming out on Shabbos. So if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you need a separate bracha of Kedushas Hayom for Shabbos, because you have to keep it separate. Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos. And then in the next bracha you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. And in that one you could be Kol Malchus. So according to Beit Shammai, you have one extra bracha. Beit Hillel says, no, you have only nine brachas, because even though you have the extra malchios, the malchios are included in Kedushas Hayom. Okay, fine. Now, if, Lamaisa, you're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh, and according to Beit Shammai, every day gets its own special bracha, so then Beit Shammai should have said 11. 11? Yes, the first three, the last three, which we always have, the Kedushas Hayom for Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Hayom for Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom for Rosh Chodesh, each a separate bracha, plus the Zichronos and the Shofros. So that equals 11, and it says only 10. So what do you say? That according to Beit Shammai, apparently we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, that is not part of the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about whether I need a separate bracha. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, if we find that that's what Beit Shammai holds, then why wouldn't Beit Hillel hold that too? They're just taking for granted. We don't worry about Rosh Chodesh. So apparently you see from here that you do not need to mention Rosh Chodesh at all, and therefore you've answered your problem. Says the Gemara, no, that's not necessarily true, because you're making an assumption. Your assumption is that if Beit Shammai holds that you need a separate bracha for Shabbos, so then you would also need a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. But that's wrong, says Rabbi Sarah. Rosh Chodesh is different than a Shabbos that comes out. Because since, let's talk about the din of Rosh Chodesh on the norm, not Musaf. The din of Rosh Chodesh in Shachris. The din of Rosh Chodesh in Ma'ariv. The din of Rosh Chodesh in Mincha. What's the deal over there? Do you mention Rosh Chodesh? No. You say Yalav Yavo, right? So, I mean, if I don't need a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, and I just mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the Alaviyava, so then why would I not do the same thing in Musaf? It doesn't deserve its own, just because, you're right, I'm bringing a separate Musaf, and I do have to mention the separate Musaf, but you see that there's no takona of Haskoras Hayom for Rosh Chodesh from the very fact that I don't mention it in the normal tefillas. And therefore, the reason is not because I'm including it together with the Zikaron, it's all one Zikaron. That's not the point. The point is that the issue over here is we never necessarily are mentioning Rosh Chodesh. We just include it in the normal din. So now the question is, says the Gemara, that this does not seem to be true, because you're saying that in Musaf, forget about Rosh Hashanah, it's a regular Shabbos, okay? And you're saying, according to Beit Shammai, I don't need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. I don't think that's true, because Beitul the Beit Shammai Kolel, Vatane, look at this brisa. Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Shabbos, says Beit Shammai, you have to have 8 separate brachas in your tefillas Musaf. How the heck do you get 8? We always have 7 brachas. First 3, last 3, and then we mention the different karbonas, and we end with the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. I mean, we say, and Beit Shammai is saying, no, you need a separate bracha for the Rosh Chodeshim, and you have 8. So don't tell me that according to Beit Shammai, just because Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned in Shachris as a separate bracha, and not mentioned in Ma'ariv, and not mentioned in Mincha, that means that we don't mention it according to Beit Shammai and Musaf. We do. So now back to your Rosh Hashanah issue. That would mean that on Rosh Hashanah, where we're talking about all of the various brachas, we would have to mention a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh as well, but we don't. How do you explain the fact that we don't, and that it only has 10 brachas and not 11 brachas? I'll tell you how you explain it. It's because you're not supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Ah. So you see that it's not because of what Zera is saying. So in fact, you see very clearly that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, period. Kasha, that's really a good point. Now, by the way, one of the Pshatim in Taisas is that, not here, but in Rosh Hashanah, is that the meaning of Bakese Leyom Chagenu is that on Rosh Hashanah we cover up the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. It's not just that Bakese is a reference to the fact that the moon is covered, but rather the Raya that it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, because it's Bakese Leyom Chagenu, and not to Estam Rosh Chodesh, is because of the fact that we don't talk about Rosh Chodesh. We cover up the fact of Rosh Chodesh. And we don't mention the Sa'ir Echad LaHashem because we don't talk about the Nining Kapora for the moon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making the moon small on Rosh Hashanah, which celebrates Maaseh Bereishis and Midas Hadin. So there, this is not mentioned. So there's a very profound issue over here, Bichlal. It's not just a question of do we bother and is it included, but whether in fact it's supposed to be Mechuseh. Okay, in any event, what was Rebbe Zera saying? Rebbe Zera was taking for granted that we mention Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos. He says the same way we do it for Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv, we do it for Musaf. But is that true? That we do it for Shachris and we include it with the others? That itself happens to be a Machlokas Tanoim, you should know. The Tanya. Take a look at this Braisa. Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, right? Or a Chol HaMoed, a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. What do you do for Arvis and Shachris and Mincha? So, Tanakhama says, you daven, regular davening, 7 brachas, and you say Yalav Yavo. So you say Yalav Yavo, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you mention it's Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. If it's a Yontev, you mention Chag HaPesach Hazeh, Chag HaSukkot Hazeh, and that's all. You're not Kollel it. You said you were Kollel it. And you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you say Mekadesh Yisrael, HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. It's not true. But over here the Tanakhama says you're not Kollel at all, and you simply say Yalav V'Yavo. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's not Yalav V'Yavo in Ritzei. It's a different tefillah that you say together with Moedim. It's not part of the Ritzei And Yalaviyava doesn't mention how he does. Obviously, he's not talking about Yalaviyava, but he had a different tefillah in which you're made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Yontif, or giving us the Rosh Chodesh. Okay, very nice. And then when you're Musafim, so then you start talking about Yom HaShabbos, and you end mentioning only Yom HaShabbos, and you can mention the fact that it's Es Yom HaShabbat Hazeh, Ves Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Yes, but you don't say, you don't mention the end of the bracha, you don't say the idea of its being Rosh Chodesh. That means that both Rebbe Eliezer and the Tanakhama hold, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all. But there's another shita, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rebbe Yishmael ben Osher, Rebbe Yochanan ben Brocha, that says any time that you need Sheva, so any time that you're mechuyev to be mentioning seven brachas, which includes obviously Mincha Yudavin seven on Shabbos, Shachris Yudavin seven, Ma'ariv Yudavin seven, every time you have to say seven, you have to mention, even if it's not Musaf, you have to mention the Shabbos and your Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, and you say Kedushas Hayom in the middle, and basically Rosh Chodesh is always mentioned and in the middle, which is not, in other words, not the way you, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Tanakhama hold, that you're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the, when you say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael. So therefore, this itself turns out to be a machlokas. And in fact, we paskin like the Tanakhama, as you know, of course, that what we do is that we only talk about Yalav Yavo. We don't change on a Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisroel v'Rosh HaChadoshim in any of the other tefillahs. Okay, so now getting back to the question. We have not been able to prove it from anywhere, right? So, my Havila, bottom line, do we or do we not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Omer Rav Chista, I say, Zikaron Echad Olelo L'Kan L'Kan, you do not need to mention it. It's included. V'chein Omer Rabba, Zikaron Echad Olelo L'Kan L'Kan, you do not mention Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, or Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael, v'Yom Zikaron v'Rosh Chodeshim. You don't mention Rosh Chodeshim. Fine, which is, of course, how we do it. V'Yom HaRabba, Rabba says another thing when I was learning by Rav Huna. This was a complicated issue. Another thing that they asked was, do you say Shechiyonu? It's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So, do you say Shechiyonu? I mean, it's Yemei Din. It's like it's a tough time. It's not like it's one of the Shalosh Regalim. I mean, but on the other hand, I mean, it does come once a year, and therefore things that only come once a season or once a year, you make a Shechiyonu on. So on the one hand, I would say, yeah, given to be Zman L'Zman Asi, you should say Shechiyonu even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Or do we say, look, I mean, the idea of Shechiyonu is the idea of Simcha, you know? So since they're not called Regalim, so we don't have this concept of, you know, the V'samachta B'chagecha and going up to Yerushalayim and having the Chiyuvim of Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't apply. So then maybe we don't say Shechiyonu either. Lo Amrina. Rav Huna didn't know. Lo Ava B'yari, he didn't answer. Says Rava, so then when I started learning in Rav Yehuda's yeshiva, I asked him the same question. And Rav Yehuda says, I make a Shechiyonu even on pumpkins. So finally, we get back to the Iker Sugya. So I make a Shechiyonu even on pumpkins. If I make a Shechiyonu on a new pumpkin, I shouldn't make a Shechiyonu. I mean, what you're telling me, there's such a big simcha on having a new pumpkin. Lav Kulei Alma are like Moshe Forman. So it must be that you make it because of the fact that it's the new season of pumpkins, but not because it's such a tremendous simcha. So if that's the case, why shouldn't I make it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? I mean, it's also just as much a chashivas is having a new pumpkin. So it comes from time to time. You have to celebrate the time. Omaleh said, Rabbatim, wait a second. I'm not talking about a bracha that you make because you want to make it, okay? That's a reshus. That's the way that a person responds if he feels responsive to the zman. We paskin that it's correct to make a shechiyonu, but the bottom line is that it's very much a personal thing. As you know, you buy a new shirt. If the shirt is choshev to you, you make a shechiyonu. If it's not such a big deal to you, you don't have to make a Shechiyonu. So I'm not asking you whether you feel like making a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. I'm asking whether you have to make a bracha of Shehecheyanu. Was it kavua? You're making Kiddush. Do you say Shehecheyanu? Omar lei. So Rav Yehuda answered me that Rav Shmuel de Amar Tarvayu, the chiyav of Zman is only on the Shalosh Regal. You don't have to say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So I said, really? What do you do with this beautiful bride? The bride says like this, a beautiful pasuk that we learn in Kohelet. Very strange pasuk. Tein chelek l'shiv'a v'gam l'shmona. Set aside a special piece of 7 and of 8. What is that referring to? Says Reb Eliezer, set aside a portion of 7 means the 7 Yemei Bereshis, there's one special day, that's Shabbos. Set aside a portion from 8, that means the first 8 days, those are the 7 we have Shabbos, but the 8th day is the day that we have Mila. And that celebrates the idea of Asher Bara Elohim La'asot, that now it's up to humans to take the Bria and to go further with it. That's the 1 out of 8, is the celebration of that concept in Bris Mila. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, it means like this. Tein chelek, whatever that chelek is, now I'm not explaining what the chelek is. In the first shot, the chelek was the Kedushas Hayom. I'm saying tein chelek l'shiva, that give a chelek of something or another for the 7 days of Pesach. And give a chelek of something or other for 8. That's the 8 days of Sukkot. That includes Shmini Atzeres. And when it says v'gam l'shmona, that means even to include Atzeret, which is only 1 day, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, which is only 1 day, and Yom Kippur, which is only 1 day. So basically, according to the way Rabbi Yeshua understands the Pasuk is saying there's this special thing you got to do for Pesach, you got to do for Sukkot, you got to do for Shavuos, and you got to do for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, what the heck do you think he's referring to? What do you mean you got to do? What is you got to do? I mean, the only thing I can think of is that Rabbi Yeshua was talking about saying a Shehecheyanu. And he's saying, on the 7 days of Pesach, on the 8 days of Sukkot, on the 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuos, you have to say Shehecheyanu. Says the Gemara, no, maybe not. Maybe what he's talking about is to say the bracha, Mekadesh Yisroel of Hazmanim, or Mekadesh Yisroel of Yom HaZikaron. What makes you say it Shehecheyanu? As a matter of fact, it's got to mean that, because if you think that it means, Yisrael Kadaitach is referring to Shehecheyanu v'Kiyamanu. So what do you mean? You give a chelek l'shiva. You don't give a chelek l'shiva. You say Shehecheyanu once. You don't say Shehecheyanu every single day of Pesach, do you? You say it once. So what do you mean l'shiva? The zman every single day. You say in tefillah, you say the musafim, and you finish with the bracha. Mekadesh Yisrael and Hazmanim, which is Pesach, or Hazmanim, which is Sukkot, or Yom HaZikaron, which is Rosh Hashanah, or Yom HaKippurim, which is Yom Kippur. That's the only way I can understand it. If it's referring to the Shehecheyanu, we never say Shehecheyanu all 7 days or all 8 days. Why would it say Ten Chelek L'Shiva L'Shmona? No, that doesn't bother me so much, because what it means is that if you did not say Shehecheyanu, you have all these 7 days to say Shehecheyanu. So the guy didn't say Shehecheyanu on the first day of Yontif. He's got 7 days for Pesach, 8 days for Sukkot. That means the Ilom of Arach HaYitna. If he didn't say it today, he says it over 7 days or over 8 days, okay? Says Gemara, no, it still doesn't work. Because the truth is, when do we actually say Shehecheyanu? We say it over wine, when we're making Kiddush, right? So, I mean, when you're telling me that on the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the guy still has wine. I mean, people are not multimillionaires. They have wine every day. They have wine that is miyuchet for the su'udah of the day. And then if they forgot Shehecheyanu, how are they supposed to say Shehecheyanu? I mean, unless you hold it, you don't need wine. And that's just like a plus. Maybe you're going to tell me from here, I mean, if that's what it means, then you're going to have to prove that Reb Nachman is right. Because that, if that's the way you understand Reb Yeshua, then you also have to go along with Reb Nachman, who said, Shehecheyanu? You can say Shehecheyanu, you're walking through Machane Yehuda, and you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to say Shehecheyanu, and it's the third day of Sukkot. You say Shehecheyanu right there and then. You don't need no wine, you don't need anything. I feel a bit shook. Obviously, Reb Nachman didn't hold, you don't need wine. So, I mean, that's the only way that you're going to do it, is to say that the statement of the Tana over here in Reb Yeshua, that's a proof to Reb Nachman. No, it's just, well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe in general, you don't hold, and you have to have a wine. And Rabbi Yehoshua wasn't saying that you could say it in the middle of the Shuk. Rabbi Yehoshua was saying that if you miss Shekhinah and you have wine on the third day, the fourth day, whatever, but you've got 7 days to get yourself some wine and say a Shekhinah, maybe, really now. And on Yom Kippur, you're also going to get yourself some wine and say Shekhinah. Come on, man. You're not allowed to drink the wine. So I don't get it. You could tell me Shavuos, okay, I understand. Rosh Hashanah, I understand. But Yom Kippurim, where are you supposed to get the wine from? Echi Yovin. I mean, what, you obviously can't make a bracha on the wine and then say Shekhinah and then drink the wine. Because if you'll tell me, yeah, okay, but you know what I did? I made Kiddush before I actually got to Yom Kippur. So half an hour before Yom Kippur, I take some wine and I say Shekhinah on the wine and I drink it. I should make a Bar Pirah Gefen, Shekhinah, and I drink it because it's not Yom Kippur yet. No, you couldn't do that. Because if you said Shekhinah, then by definition you were Mekabel of the Kedushas HaYom. Otherwise, what's the Shekhinah? So then that means that it is Yom Kippur, and you wouldn't be allowed to drink. The Otsar was Mekabel, and therefore it's Otsar on him. Because, you know, there was a Maisa like this where once Rav had this whole Maisa that we speak about elsewhere, but it was a whole Maisa that they thought. It was a very cloudy day, and they thought it was already night, and they daven Maariv. And then all of a sudden the clouds clear, and they see it's still the sun is still up. It wasn't even Shkia. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba asked Rav, so tell me something. After you found out that it really wasn't Shabbos, did you still keep the Isser Melachos because you had daven Maariv, and therefore you had assumed it was Shabbos? And he says, absolutely. I said I was Mekabel on myself Shabbos. I daven Shabbos. So because of that, I have to keep Bedilna. I have to keep all of the dinim. So that would be true on Yom Kippur too. If you say, Shekhinah, what's Zmanazeh? Erev Yom Kippur? Zmanazeh is on Yom Kippur, right? So if that's the case, how would you be able to drink the wine? Maybe you'll say, make a bracha on the wine, but don't drink it. So you make the bracha on the wine, lekoved, the special moment of the Shekhinah for Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to drink it. But it says that you're not supposed to do that because it says I'm a varech. It isn't right to make a bracha because of kovet or something that you're doing, and yeah, it's a chasen or whatever. It's not right to make the bracha, and then the wine isn't drinking. Okay, fine. It doesn't say you have to drink it though. It's somebody has to drink it. So, I mean, I could make the bracha on the wine, give it to my child. He's like, whatever, 4 years old, you know. So I'll give it to him. He's allowed to drink. And that way the bracha will be like a bracha that I made for him, which is fine. And late v'liyanuka, I should give it to a kid. That's also not possible because we don't paskin that you're allowed to give a child something that an adult is not allowed to do. Because Rav Acha says you always have to worry that Dilma Atilam Yisrach, a child that is given something, bedavka, I mean, Mela, he knows that the adults are not going to eat on Yom Kippur, that he does eat. That he understands it because he's a kid. But if the adult is doing this mitzvah and he gives it to the child could assume, you know what, this is a chinuch, whatever, the same way they give me other things to do for chinuch. So then when he grows up, he'll think it's a mitzvah to drink wine that was said for Shekhinah on Yom Kippur, and he'll come and drink on Yom Kippur also. He won't understand it. Okay, so now we have no raya. So, I mean, okay, bottom line, do we or don't we? Do we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, do we say a Shekhinah? So the Rabbanan sent Rabbi Yemar Saba, and they said to him, listen, go over and visit Rav Chisda and just get there Erev Rosh Hashanah and stay there and watch what he does. See if he's making a Shekhinah. Now, how is that going to prove anything? Since we already said you always have an option of saying Shekhinah, and the question was, do I have to say Shekhinah? How will he be able to know from the question of whether Rav Chisda says it or not, whether it was a chiyuv or whether it was an option and Rav Chisda was making it the way he would make it on a new pumpkin? Ah, it worked out beautiful. So you go see and you come and tell us. So when he walks in, Rav Chisda sees Rav Yema, he says, ah, knows what you stipped down here for. You know what people say? That dal yolertiva rafsele beduchte. If you just picked up a big piece of damp wood, why'd you pick it up? You certainly didn't pick it up for your fireplace. You picked it up because you want to sit in that place and you need it for some reason. What are you doing here on Erev Rosh Hashanah, just as I'm making Kiddush, buddy? You think I don't know what you're here for? You are here to find out what the halacha is, and you want to observe me. Oh, so by saying that, he made it clear that what I am doing is being done with the clear intent to be kovei halacha, because I know that's what you're here for. And so indeed, right then and there, Rav Yemar saw that Aitele Kasa Dechamra. They bring Rav Chista a cup of wine, he makes Kiddush, and he said Shechayanu. And therefore, Vehilchata, Omer Zman, you do say Shechayanu, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. And for the Mur, the halacha actually is like Rav Nachman, that you can make a Shechayanu, even Beshuk, and you do not need to say it over wine. Obviously, we have a mitzvah when it's Vam and Rosh, not on Yom Kippur. But on the other times, we see from here also that Rav Chista did say Shechayanu on the wine. So there's an inyan, of course, to be koveil when you can, for the covet to do it on the wine itself.